Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Tell you who I can keep up with, though. It's Lachie Swinton, who joins us on the line now from the New South Wales Waratahs and Wallabies. Swinno, welcome to the show and go, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me, lads.
Mate, nice and early on a Sunday morning for you. Must be feeling fresh and crisp.
Nah, I'm all good. I'm off the grog for a bit, so I'm very fresh. Ready to go.
Good man. Mate, bit of a tough loss for the Tars last night out at Leichhardt. How do you think the guys are feeling this morning? What was the feeling in the sheds? Were you guys gutted or did you take a fair bit out of that?
Yeah, obviously we took a fair bit out of it, but yeah, bro, a drop goal at the end to lose that, definitely gutted. I think a game like that to beat the Blues number one, to lead into finals, it would be great for the confidence. However, still in the finals and still well in the mix, it's you got to win your games through to the finals. So we're still well in the mix, like I said, and yeah, Darren was pretty clear on that we've got to learn from what our learnings yesterday, but yeah, we've got to move forward.
G'day, Lachie. James here, mate. One of Jimmy's rugby dribbler mates filling in for Drew. Mate, look, with learning those lessons, what were they? What were the kind of couple of positives you guys are going to take out of last night into next week? And what do you need to tighten up?
I reckon the positives is around the set piece. Our line-out's been a strength and especially compared to last year, it's come so far. So that's been a real good strength, which I think we need to keep focusing on more as well. And then getting the ball to the edges, people like Mark, who absolutely killed it last night, having those people to actually execute and score points is really beneficial. And if a couple of things we can work on, I think just defensively, we've been really good at it all year. So I'm not saying it's a problem, because it's been a strength of us, our just defensive sets and how clean they've been.
Yeah.
But I think just a full 80-minute defensive performance is key there. I think a couple points here and there we lapsed and gave them a couple metres here and there, and just throughout the phases they gained a fair bit of ground, especially in our 22. But it's nothing. It's not huge, big fixes. Just little tweaks, and got a few sore bodies. So, especially this morning, it was a nice physical game. So, they're really keen for the final series coming up. So,
mate, speaking of sore bodies, a frustrating season for you so far. I've been devastated for you, mate, because you've been dealing with an injury, which is a tough one to put a timeline on, with nerve damage in the shoulder at the moment. How frustrating has it been for you just waiting and just, you know, grinding your teeth to get out there? And, mate, no updates at the moment on improvement. Are we going to be able to see you in that gold jersey against England?
It's obviously a really tough one. But I've kind of come to grips with it now. It's a kind of ad-lib time frame. I don't know what's going on, but... could look at a little operation to kind of spark it up in the next month. So as the England series comes along, I don't think so. But potentially, I don't know, if it comes back at the end of the year, that'd be great. But in my sort of mind and vision, I've completely focused on next year. I've stripped my game back. I've looked at footage at areas that I need to improve on. I've sit down with our skills coach. And there's a fair bit of stuff I can make improvements around my ball carry and that. So I've realised that. And
good on you, mate.
I reckon I could be better for this coming along on. So, yeah.
Looking ahead then. Next week, looking like the Chiefs at this stage. Obviously got it done at home a few weeks ago. Can can the Tars get it done against next week?
Over in Hamilton will be tough as well.
Oh, it'll be massive. It's a huge ask. But if the Tars are to get it done, obviously, even as a Queenslander, I'm still barracking for them. But who obviously needs to be a team performance? You've spoken about 80-minute defensive efforts. Who are the danger men for the Tars, though? Marky Mark, brilliant last night. Who else has got to kind of stand on their head and then really get the boys home?
Yeah, well, like, you think, you look at our games throughout the year, and it's just those, I feel like they've been really good this whole year. Jake Gordon at nine, steering the ship, and then Tane, when those two guys are on, which they have been for the whole year, I reckon. But when they're on and clear, it just really makes the whole team performance really tying together. And then you got Jed in the forwards, who's been phenomenal.
He's been in great form, hasn't he? You must love seeing that. Yeah.
He's the Waratah boy of the season.
Exactly. He's a great athlete. And to watch him do his thing has been great. And of course, you got, when you look across the whole team, really, you got like Billy in the front row, and you got Jed, Ned, like Hoops, like Gamble. There's some impressive players throughout the whole squad. That's just the forwards, I mean, by say, but there's some great, all the backs as well. So, I just reckon Jake and Tane steering the ship, and then everyone just really bringing their game, which I know they will, because the importance of this is massive.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like a completely different culture at the Tars this year, and even though you may not be on the pitch, mate, I have seen you off the pitch in a bit of construction wear, actually, recently, checking out the new stadium. Firstly, you rocked it well. You were looking good, Swinno.
I was going to say how that looked.
Yeah, you look better at a Tars Mad Monday than I saw you at once, mate. Mate, you must be looking forward to, when you're casting an eye out to the next season, getting into that new stadium, albeit Leichhardt's been good for you boys.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, like, it's obviously been awesome. The fans out there have been phenomenal. Watch that kind of grow. I've had a great view of it on the sideline from round, whatever the first round we played. It was against the Reds, I think. Reds and Force, who kind of started to play out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just grown. And it's grown into something great. And that kind of, I think it's between a stadium ground and a club ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's awesome to watch footy out. I don't know if you guys got out there, but the atmosphere is like really close to the action, and it's a real, it's real like kind of locals type setup, which is awesome. But then on the flip side, we have our new facility coming in as well at the end of the year. And then we've got the new SFS, and that would just really be awesome to get the players in there. From what I saw with my hard hat on, it's going to be something special. A really new age type stadium.
Now, mate, just the Wallabies versus England. We're going to be chatting about that, me and Jimmy, after the upcoming break. But I want to get your opinion on a piece of it quickly. You mentioned Jed Holloway there, and as I said, he's been the buy of the season for the Waratahs. Looking at the locks for the Wallabies, Nick Frost, Jed Holloway, who else has been performing? Isaac Rodder, brilliant for the Force.
Darcy Swain's been decent.
Darcy Swain, Angus Blythe, Rory Arnold. We've only got three overseas players we can pick, but Rory Arnold, goodness me, he's something special. And anyway, the locks. Who would you, if you're picking the locks right now, who are you leaning towards for the Wallabies? Just to put you on the spot.
Yeah. I'm not a coach.
who have you liked?
I think also some of you left out Matt Phillip as well.
Yes.
He's been performing at a test level for a while.
Every one of those names is in contention.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, with the thing that as well, Jed can also, he's well capable to play back row as well. So he's going to be a real good asset for the Wallabies, whether it be starting off the bench, he can really cover back row, eight, one side, or a lock. So, and Rory Arnold, like you said, briefly got to play with him at the end of last year, and he's obviously experienced throughout the lineup more and stuff like that. Is really good for the team, so he'll be somewhere in the mix for sure. And then, Rodder is obviously experienced as well. And like you said, Matt Phillip, his attacking game is great.
Mate, all good problems to have, Swinno. All good problems to have.
I'll let you guys pick a team that you're going to pick.
Hey, Swinno. Thanks so much for joining us on SEN this morning, mate. And, yeah, from all of us here, we're wishing you a speedy recovery and we can't wait to see you at the World Cup next year with that shoulder in full check and, yeah, putting some people back in a gold jersey.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, mate. Thank you for your insights.
Thanks, guys.